What are the luchos of purchasing items, going to buy items on Chol HaMoed? There are limitations to what you're allowed to buy in Chol HaMoed. I'm not going to get involved in the luchos of a person who has a business. That's a separate shiloh. Somebody wants to know what they're allowed to sell, what they're allowed, what is allowed to do on Yom Tov. But a person, an individual person wants to go buy, what is he allowed to do on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed? So he's not allowed to buy in Chol HaMoed something which has no need at all, no reason why he should be buying it. Something which buys something right after Yom Tov. He has to buy Tzorchei HaMoed. So Tzorchei HaMoed, something which he needs for Yom Tov are permitted. However, if he specifically designates it beforehand, he plans, you know, I need to take care of this, I'll wait till Chol HaMoed to take care of that. That's not permitted unless it's food. Something which is a food item, that's permitted. So, you know, I'll get some more, before Yom Tov, you know, I'll get some more potatoes, Chol HaMoed, that's fine. The person says, I have to get some underclothes, I want to buy something like that. You can get it before Yom Tov, you have to get it before Yom Tov. You cannot leave it until Chol HaMoed. A person's going to buy something on Chol HaMoed, he's going to buy food or whatever it is. He goes to the store, he has to buy a carton of milk. So he says, you know, I'm the store ready, such a shud, I might as well buy 5 cartons right now. Well, I'm here in the store ready and I'll have some for after Yom Tov. So that's not permitted to buy now for after Yom Tov. However, he is allowed to buy. He doesn't have to limit himself to the very, sorry, I want to buy a generous amount because I might need it for Yom Tov. That's permitted. And then if it ends up being left over afterwards, that's fine. But a person cannot go knowing, being aware of the fact that he might need some more extra, this is only going to be needed for after Yom Tov. That's not permitted. A person is also allowed to buy something for a situation of a davar ha'aved. If I need an item, if I don't take care of it, my front is going to be broken. If I don't fix it now, it will continue to deteriorate and it will cause a loss. So I'm allowed to buy that item to be able to fix it. When we spoke about the lochas of what's permitted when it comes to davar ha'aved, what you're allowed to fix and what you're not allowed to fix, we spoke about that already. There is a twist in the loch of davar ha'aved. We spoke out the definition of davar ha'aved is that it's something which I have already, not that I'm going to be making a profit. So what about I have a situation where I want to buy an item, item which I need at a sale price. It's not, I do not need it for Yom Tov, but I want to buy it at a sale price. Is that called I'm making a potential for a profit? Or that's understood to mean that I have it in front of me right now, an opportunity, I'm going to lose an opportunity, that's called I'm losing something. So Lachlan said that, we look at it the second way. If a person has an opportunity to buy a sale item, which he needs, even though it's not a Tzorchei HaMoed, he's allowed to buy it, because that's called a davar ha'aved. The opportunity is being lost. Part of the whole world of purchasing, buying and selling is taking advantage of scenarios of a sale price. Now, what type of sale price is permitted? So if something goes in price, I need tomatoes after Yom Tov, instead of 69 cents a pound, they're 59 cents a pound. That's not what we're talking about. You're talking about that the person is making a significant savings. He says that there's all of a sudden suits on sale. He needs a suit. He wants to buy the suit. So it's a significant savings, and it won't happen again. It's a rare opportunity. It's definitely considered a davar ha'aved. And Moshe says, let's say it's not a rare opportunity. It's a sale. It'll come again in a few months. It'll happen again. But I can't wait till then because I needed it before that. That's also, for me, that's a rare opportunity. For what I need, I'm going to have to pay a higher price. That's also permitted. What about a scenario where a person comes in, he lives out of town, and he comes into the larger city, and these type of items are not available at these prices where he lives? So for him, this is a rare opportunity. It's also a davar ha'aved. It's a rare opportunity to get at this price. Well, but Rashi says, but if you could wait till after Yom Tov, so then you have to wait till after Yom Tov. Well, I'm going back right after Motzi Yom Tov. Who asked you to go back Motzi Yom Tov? Wait another day and take advantage of it. If there's no real reason why he must go back Motzi Yom Tov, he'd prefer to, it's easier to, he wants to, he made up to it, that's the way it has to be. But it doesn't really have to be like that, so then there's no hetter to buy it Chol HaMoed. But in a situation where it would be, where you could not wait, for whatever reason, the person had to get back for he would take a day off of work because of that, he would lose money, his salary, etc., so that's the rub. Let's say a person purchased something before Chol HaMoed and he wants to receive it being delivered on Chol HaMoed. He cannot go to the store and pick it up. It's a tircha, which is not necessary unless it's Tzorchei HaMoed. It's a tircha, cannot do that. But they're delivering it for you. And you purchased it already before Chol HaMoed. So that the issur is kinyan, not delivery. So that's permitted. However, it has to be something you actually made a kinyan on. So if they have the item in stock, you came to the store and you made a kinyan on it, so now it's considered, it's yours. However, if it wasn't in stock and they had to order it, so you weren't trying anything, you just purchased a potential of getting something, so you're actually making the kinyan on Chol HaMoed, unless it's Tzorchei HaMoed, that would not be permitted. Have a good morning.